There were 6 witnesses to the incident in Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's office on the evening of June 13th. 5 of them agree that Justice David Prosser's hands were on Bradley's neck. Justice Annette Ziegler says she didn't have a clear view and couldn't say for sure what happened. The justices told investigators they had come to Bradley's office to talk about issuing a press release about their ruling on the collective bargaining law. That's when they say an argument broke out, during which Prosser told Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson that he'd lost confidence in her leadership. That's when things got heated, and that's when accounts begin to differ. Prosser said Bradley charged at him with her fist raised. Bradley said she walked toward Prosser and got face-to-face with him, demanding he leave her office and pointing toward the exit when he grabbed her neck in anger. Prosser admits his hands did touch her neck, but says it was a reflexive reaction and that he was stunned when he realized he was touching her. He told investigators he thinks his reaction was reasonable under the circumstances. Justice Patience Rogensack separated the two. She told police both Bradley and Prosser get an F in her book for their behavior. Justice Michael Gableman and Justice Rogensack back up Prosser's account that Bradley rushed at him and shook her fist in his face, but Chief Justice Abrahamson said it happened like Bradley said, and that Prosser was the aggressor. Justice Ziegler summed it up this way. She told investigators the whole thing was just bizarre. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.